In this episode on The Scent of Light, I will speak on mental freedom. The freedom from the no-exit feeling of resignation and despair. The freedom from doubting that positive change is possible in your life. I met a neighbor walking in front of my house a couple of days ago, and we stopped to talk. He had been through a medical emergency for a tumor in his brain recently and has been ordered by his doctor not to work anymore, to go on disability. My neighbor, weighing the bills that were coming in, decided to continue working for his brother, something in the construction trade that he has been doing for 3 decades, employed by his brother. I told him that I would have thought that was a good thing, having an understanding relation employing him aware of his condition. He shook his head with a sad look and said, "He has not given me a raise in 20 years, and had me work on repairing some diesel engines at which such repairmen get paid much more." I asked him for a raise, and he said that he would look into it, but I don't think he cares. I remembered how, after the first bout of dizzying symptoms struck my neighbor 6 months ago, he had vowed at that time to leave his brother's employ. But now, I hear, he decided to stay with his brother's company. I asked him why. He shrugged his shoulders and said, "What can I do? I need the money. I tire out much quicker since this tumor showed up, and I cannot do anything else." I said that it appeared to me that he was very unhappy working for his elder brother, who did not respect him, and that the tumor was probably an expression of his dismay at how his life was unfolding, and that his healing could well be dependent on his breaking free from this state of servitude to his brother. I suggested that he pray to the God or higher power that he believes in and ask for 3 signs on where to make his first step toward change. This would attune his mind to be aware of the appearance of such signs as coincidences tied to his asking. This puts him into solution mode and will lift him out of despair and helplessness. I asked him if he ever experienced a miraculous event or set of events in his life, and he nodded with a smile. I told him that such events are not limited to the past or to a location, but always available. "You feeling that you deserve to be guided is important," I said. "And you can do that by recognizing that you are loved by your wife and others in your life. So you are the beloved, deserving of guidance to a better life. Once you have received the first guidance on the change you want," I continued, "you, from this new position, ask again for guidance and keep asking and receiving until you have a clear goal to pursue for the change you want." "I will try this out, Ken," he replied. "I have to do something." The hardest step is a first step out of despair. At this point, we thoroughly understand our need for a change, but are in the dark on how to proceed, given the story we tell ourselves. The storyteller within is usually our emotionally fueled intellect, which needs to be stilled as a solution is engaged that bypasses it to work with synchronicity and intuition that taps a more unified, holistic view of ourselves, coursing through the universe, working and existing alongside a myriad of forces beyond the ken of our intellectual speculations. This is Ken Norton on The Scent of Light. You can contact me via ken@kennethenorton.com. The Scent of Light episodes are archived on the web at kennethenorton.com. That is kennethenorton.com. Thanks for listening.